Welcome to 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission, where we bring a chef's perspective to the table that you can take to go. With over 10 years of professional kitchen experience each, we offer our insight on all things food for you each week. Our mission is to get you in the kitchen and cooking at home. Let's turn up the heat.
And welcome back to another great episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. We are Two Chef Mission, and we are really excited to do this episode. This is something that we're honestly going through right now. Yep. Even at the time of this recording, we're sitting here like, oh my God.
But
how do you get past feeling stuck in business?
Yeah, so this one's a bit more of our like behind the scenes of business stuff.
And exactly, kind of like the things that we go through, and we get to really share our experience to anybody who's interested in hearing it and seeing what it really takes to run our business and see how we do it.
Yep.
But this episode is really, it's a different one because in the sense that
aren't they all different ones?
You know, you're not wrong. They are all different, but this one in the sense that it's... when you're feeling stuck in business and you're feeling like you don't know what the next step is to move forward or I guess what really feels right moving forward, it's really how do you get past that? And I know that, like I said at the beginning of this, like we're even going through that ourselves.
Yeah.
In some cases. Well,
and some minor cases, but like it's also something that you're inevitably going to go through at some point, whether and it's interesting because obviously it can get like, for us, we're looking at it in like a business standpoint, so like entrepreneurial, right? But it also could go into like, what am I having for dinner?
Yes. And then you feel entirely stuck with not knowing what to eat.
Yeah, and that's where most of the time Uber Eats comes into play,
DoorDash,
right?
Yep.
Order pizza.
Exactly.
Right. But it's funny because as you're like, okay, so like what do you do in the sense of like getting stuck in annoyingly because we watch too many Disney movies? That's what happens when you have children. Yes. It's like you just do the next right thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh. Oh, Frozen.
That's funny.
But it's not wrong. Because it's kind of that same aspect of keep moving forward, right?
Yep.
Because the hardest part is like you're inevitably going to get stuck, right? So then it's like, oh my gosh, I'm frozen. But that's the part that you want to avoid.
Right. You don't want to get stuck in that paralyzing fear of not being able to move forward.
Right. Well, because then you're just going to continue to remain in the stuck state.
Yeah. And then that's just really, of course, because you're stuck and you're remaining to stay in that, you never get to move forward with business or with anything that you're trying to get rolling in that sense.
So in that sense, it's like, okay, so what's the next step? Even if it's like a little baby step of like, okay, I could just do this one thing,
right,
that might help me get out of it. And sometimes that could be step away from the whole thing.
Yeah, just like take a break, step off, leave the computer or the paper supplies, whatever it is that you're doing, leave it there, step away, take a breath. Go outside, walk around, or go and do something that really helps you recharge and, like, helps you get back into that state of mind to be able to be more creative. Like, earlier today, we stepped away and we just went to the park with the boys.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need, well, like, especially needing that outdoor time.
Yes.
To just kind of decompress and be in nature and stuff like that. It definitely helps. Oh, my goodness. But I would say like stepping away from like things if you need to, it's definitely helpful because, for instance, when you're learning a new skill or you're doing something new, right, you can get so caught up into it, right?
Yeah.
And it could be like the simplest thing to fix, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But if you're just like, no, I'm just gonna keep going through it, and you're just gonna keep getting that like stress or annoyance or anger
right.
or, rising up.
Or you're just going to make another mistake. And next thing you know, those little mistakes could snowball and they could get into bigger and bigger areas.
Mm-hmm. I think that it's funny because, like, you know, like when you lose something and you're like rushing around trying to find it, but it's like, okay, stop and take a step back.
And then try to recollect your thoughts.
Right. And then go through something slowly, because if you're trying to like force your way through, you're bound to make mistakes or not find the thing or stay stuck. Exactly. So I would say that, like, if you're feeling stuck, number one, maybe step away for a bit and see if when you come back, if you're like, oh, okay, I'm feeling better. You can brainstorm a few ideas, whether it's with content or it's with learning a new skill, like website creation or things like that.
Right, right.
Because, like, as business owners, when you start out, obviously, unless it's not your first time in business, you're not necessarily going to have, like, the crazy amount of resources to hire everyone to do every little thing.
Yeah.
Right? So you're going to have to learn skills. You're going to have to learn new skills that aren't necessarily the easiest.
Right.
Like figuring out what type of website platform you want to be on.
Or figuring out if you are doing content and you're not a video editor, but now you have to step into play and become a video editor just to start out, just to make sure that you're product is getting put out there, then that's something that you got to step into. And one of the biggest things with being a business owner is that you wear multiple hats.
Right.
Always. It's never just a one and done situation. And now for us, we're fortunate that we have each other, that we can kind of distribute the hats a little bit easier between the two of us to try to make it easier on each of us.
Mm-hmm. And kind of figure out pain points of one, but like also it's the whole skill set thing.
Oh, yeah.
My brain was like gone. it's still not there. But basically, find strengths. Oh
yes,
my goodness.
Yes, strengths.
It's
strengths
crazy.
And weaknesses.
Also, I'm just going to say a little rambling thought. It's crazy that as you become pregnant or a mom or whatever, you forget words. You forget words. And then you're like, it's the thing. That's a thing. Yeah, but anyways, you figure out each other's strengths, and then you play to it, right?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Certain technology I can do. Certain tech, ooh, way right. over my head. And sometimes Tony explains, and I'm like,
and
I don't know.
And there are some things that, like, I understand, like what Melissa does, but there's still that barrier of entry of me actually being able to step into it and actually do what she does.
Right.
Because there's only so many things that I can do that she can actually do just inherently.
Right, where it's just like, okay, it's easier for me.
Yeah.
That's where it's like, there's that learning curve of like, okay, this is easier for me to do, so I'm just going to keep doing it.
Exactly.
And it's the same for you with your items.
Yeah, like, exactly.
For one of the biggest things, video editing.
Right? Yeah, 100%.
So when you're stuck, number one, step away. And number two, when you come back, it's kind of like, see, judge where you are. Okay.
Right.
Do I feel comfortable? Am I like, okay, I'm good. Whatever. Got this. Or is it like, then you kind of have to assess, okay, do I need help? Do I need that to be like professional help in the sense of like needing to find someone on a different platform? So like Upwork, Fiverr, that type of thing.
Right. Somebody that you can just contract in.
And yeah, and maybe figure out, okay, no, I really need to have someone else do this, or can you use your friend Google on some level?
Yeah, Google, because or YouTube
is also
a huge help.
Well, but Google is also like your biggest platform of like, okay, ask this question. You're gonna find articles. You're gonna find blogs. You're gonna find
stories.
Videos.
You might end up finding videos.
You're definitely gonna find videos. Like generally speaking, those are gonna be your top things that come up, and utilize that, because honestly, like, of course, like our previous episode where we were talking about recipes, where you're like, okay, find out who you're getting this from. Yes, make sure it's a viable source.
Yeah,
but utilize free resources like the internet.
It's there to be a help, and
we've used it for so many things, like
so many
our
things.
Podcasting equipment, our
Even our camera here that we're using now, like
everything
we have done extensive research on, and
that included looking it up, kind of reading about it, but also finding videos where, so we've, for like our mic, we found a video of someone testing out a variety of different microphones,
right,
and figuring out the quality. At the time, I mean, for us, like, total transparency, we were looking for, like,
a budget-friendly mic.
We don't want a crappy mic, but we also don't have the budget of, like,
getting a $200 microphone.
Or, like, crazy more expensive than that, right? Yeah. Whatever. Or just more than that. Because I'm going to say $200 is not crazy expensive in my brain. But...
at the time, we weren't looking for that type of microphone.
Well, yeah, when you're jumping into something, you're like, okay, I need something that's going to work for me. It's going to be good. It's not going to be bad quality. Right. But I also am, I'm jumping in, but I'm also not like, I need to go crazy amounts of money into this when I don't even know if it's going to be, am I going to enjoy it? What if I don't?
Right? Exactly.
Right. So... So, utilize your resources. Ask for help. And if that help can be answered easily through, like, Google,
yeah,
do it. Because free resources are great.
Yeah, absolutely. Or
find a community, too. Because there's Facebook groups and that you can join that are...
all over for everything.
For everything. Like, you... So many... There's, like, for instance, Disney Group. Right? Well, Disney World Tips and Tricks, where you can go and ask any question about anything with Disney and you're going to get like a million responses.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you get unstuck there, right? For that. But there's totally different groups for every aspect of business or any of these things that you can use.
Yeah. And it's all out there as free resources. Mm-hmm. And to be able to take advantage of something that's free is honestly going to be the best thing to be able to help you even take that little step forward.
Yeah. And as business owners, like, while we have obviously invested in, like, a variety of different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, social media. That's not the zone of, like, now creating content, we love doing that, right?
We really do.
That's like this, creating content. But, you know.
It's like understanding the...
Like there's algorithm there's of and like just social
everything
media
that goes yes. on because every platform has their own mm-hmm. thing. Like Facebook has its own thing, Instagram has its own thing. If you end up using Pinterest for anything, that's a mm-hmm. whole different monster. And trying to understand every single facet of each and every social media platform,
mm-hmm.
that's not us.
Yeah. So and that's where you kind of that assessment of, okay, can I figure this out through sources on the internet or through social media or things like that, or through friends, because mm-hmm. you might have people who, if you have been networking or things like that, you can utilize people who are also doing the same things.
Right.
Not, it doesn't have to be the same business, right? Because we all have to deal with a lot. Like, there's so much that overlaps within running your own business. It's just certain things are going to be specific to us as personal chefs.
Right.
That are not specific to someone who's a travel agent. But certain things will overlap. So getting that advice is also there. So you're wanting to assess, can I find this easily here? Or should I look at investing? Because it's going to take me more time and effort to get out of this space and I can utilize my skills in a better way.
Right. Because that also gives you your time back if you're investing mm-hmm. in somebody to do a service for you in regards to whatever your business is or in regards to whatever it is that you're looking at them for to do it. it gives you that time mm-hmm. back. For example, like for us, in our personal lives, we delegate our lawn service to a company.
Mm-hmm.
We have 2/3 of an acre of land that we live on, and for me to mow it, it took way longer than I originally anticipated, mm-hmm. even with a riding mower.
Right. It's also, like, delegating other items, like, within... So, like, for instance, like, when my AC went out, did I fix it?
No, absolutely not. No. Of course we didn't.
No. That stuck situation was called, please come check this out, give me quotes, and fix my AC, right? Yep. That's totally out of the realm of anything that we are going to fix.
Yeah.
So, big problem, small problem, right?
Yeah. But learning to delegate and learning to decide mm-hmm. what's going to be in your best interest as a business owner, as an individual who is looking to do that with their life.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, yeah, you know, something to really think about when you're stuck.
Yep. So, a little recap. When you feel stuck, take a step away. Give yourself some time to recharge, decompress, like, get away from the stress.
Right.
Come back. See if that helped. If not, do an assessment. Do I need to look at free resources? Which, I would start there.
Right.
You know, because it's worth it. Now, sometimes as you're going through things, you can immediately know, like, I need someone to do this for me.
Yeah.
Like, but, you know, if you're just starting out, see if you can figure it out. If you can't, look into, okay, do I know someone who could help me with this? Or figuring out delegating it and having someone do it for
you. Take on that task for mm-hmm. you and basically be a saving grace yep. in some aspect.
Definitely. And we hope that this helps anyone who is either, you know, starting out on a new journey in life, whether it be meal planning, right? or if it's starting your own business, because it coincides with each other, right? I mean,
it can go with anything in life.
It really can. That's why I was saying, like, businesses overlap, just like different topics overlap. And that's why we also share a little bit of behind the scenes of things that we are going through, because, right. you know, life happens and you
it's
have to work through it.
Instagram perfect life.
It's like, I feel like it's never that Instagram perfect life.
Right.
That's why, like, it's better to show real life, which is where you have our stories of our children and their water guns and
oh yeah,
attacking you with water guns, apparently.
Yeah, they were. Those. Oh my God, that was crazy. Yeah. But we hope you guys enjoyed this episode and that you guys got some really good information out of this. And we can't wait to share more information
with you
in the next one. So until next time, keep it 100% fresh.
Thanks for listening. If you loved this podcast, please give us a review. We love being able to offer new content, and we hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy making it. So any support helps, from sharing the podcast to donating on anchor.fm or checking out Two Chef Mission meal plans on our website, twochefmission.com. Until next time, keep it 100% fresh.